All right, so today we're going deep on something pretty mind-blowing, quantum computing and genomics.
Yeah, definitely mind-blowing.
You know, it's fascinating how these quantum methods are already starting to surpass what we can do with classical approaches when we're talking about DNA
Oh,
analysis.
absolutely. And the stuff you sent over was really interesting.
Yeah.
Some really cool research in there.
So I think, you know, our mission today really is to try to wrap our heads around these advancements,
Sure.
what's happening right now. And you know what this means for the future of genomics,
Right.
like where are we headed with this?
Yeah. And I think the first thing to really grasp is just how different these computers are
Okay.
when it comes to dealing with genomic data, because you've got classical computers processing information one bit at a time,
Right, sequentially,
sequentially. Yeah.
like plod along.
Exactly. And, that works fine for a lot of things.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about the sheer complexity of a genome, billions of data points.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Countless possible interactions, it just becomes a huge bottleneck. That's where quantum computing comes in.
Okay.
And it uses this principle called superposition, which basically allows it to explore tons of possibilities simultaneously.
All right, so I'm trying to picture this.
Yeah.
Instead of one lab technician, you're saying it's like having
Shut
thousands
thousands. Yeah.
all working at the same time on different sequences.
Exactly. It's like a massive parallel processing power.
Wow. So where are we seeing this actually making a difference right now?
Well, there are a few key areas that are really exciting.
Okay.
One is something called contig scaffolding.
Contig scaffolding.
Yeah, so this is all about piecing together a complete genome sequence from smaller fragments.
Okay.
And it's a really important step,
Right.
but it can be super computationally intensive, especially with complex genomes.
Got it.
And what we're seeing is quantum algorithms, particularly something called quantum random walks.
Okay.
These have the potential to really speed up this process by like an order of magnitude.
So we're talking weeks down to days, potentially.
Potentially. Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Wow.
Another area is analyzing repetitive regions in the genome.
Oh, yeah, those are tricky.
They're really tough for classical algorithms to handle accurately,
Yeah.
but quantum machine learning models, especially ones using variational circuits, are showing much higher accuracy.
Okay, so variational circuits. These are specifically designed for the kind of hardware we have right now.
Right. They work really well on the current generation of quantum computers.
So it's like we're building the tools alongside the problems we're trying to solve.
Exactly. And it's all happening very fast.
So what else is being done to push this field forward?
I think proving what's called quantum advantage is a big focus right now.
Quantum
Yeah,
advantage.
basically showing definitively that quantum algorithms can outperform classical methods on real-world genomic problems.
Okay, so like head to head?
Head to head using massive data sets like the Thousand Genomes Project
Okay.
and really quantifying that difference.
Show me the numbers.
Exactly. And then there's the development of specialized quantum instructions.
How interesting.
These are basically tailored for genomic tasks.
Okay.
It's like optimizing at the hardware level to make quantum computers even more efficient for this kind of analysis.
So it's not just about the algorithms, it's about the machines themselves getting better at this.
Yeah, it's a multi-pronged approach.
Are there any unexpected benefits that have come out of this research?
It's funny,
Yeah.
but the process of developing these quantum algorithms is actually leading to improvements in classical algorithms,
Oh,
too.
wow, that's interesting.
It's like the act of thinking about the problem in a quantum way
Yeah.
is sparking new ideas for how to do things better with our current tools.
Cool.
Yeah, so we
So
might see performance boosts of like 10 to 20% on existing systems, even before quantum computers are widely available.
just from the spillover of this research.
Exactly. And on top of that, there's a big push for training programs to develop a workforce that understands both biology and quantum computing.
Right, because you need people who can bridge that gap.
Absolutely. It's a whole new skill set.
So it's like we're improving our current analysis just by thinking about the quantum future.
I think that's a great way to put it.
That's pretty amazing.
And those near-term benefits are just the tip of the iceberg.
Right, because eventually we are going to have these fault-tolerant quantum computers.
And when that happens, the gains are going to be huge.
So what's your timeline for all of this? Like, when is this going mainstream?
I think within 5 years, we'll see quantum methods being used routinely in research labs.
Okay.
And maybe within a decade, there'll be a standard practice in clinical genomics.
So this is impacting diagnosis and personalized medicine.
Absolutely. It's going to change how we approach healthcare.
It feels like we're witnessing a revolution in how we understand and use genomic information.
It's definitely a paradigm shift.
So the key takeaway for our listeners is that this is happening now.
Yeah.
Quantum computing and genomics is advancing rapidly, and we're already seeing the benefits.
And in the long term, it's going to be transformative.
It makes you wonder what kind of breakthroughs will be possible that we can't even imagine right now.
Right. What new questions will we be able to ask? What new mysteries will we be able to unlock?
It's exciting to think about.
It really is.
Well, thanks for diving deep with us today.
It was my pleasure.
This has been The Deep Dive.